100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality and such. You know. Oh, the topic this week was wild. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up is Almo Schumann. Let's hear what he's got. Take it away, Almo.
Arnett stood in front of the Harlan County Junior College Bearcats moments before kickoff. It was Arnett's first football coaching job, and he wanted to make sure his players were fired up when they took the field. "I want you to be ferocious," he screamed. "Ferocious," they replied. "I want you to be unstoppable." "Unstoppable." "I want you to be..." Arnett paused. "Wild." "Wild." On the opening kickoff, the Bearcats' strongest athlete sprinted downfield, stuck his arm out, and took the head clean off of an opponent. "Next time, we stick with, ferocious and unstoppable," Arnett whispered to his assistant coach.
Wow. I hope nobody takes my head off for doing the podcast this week. Oh, well. Thank you, Almo. Oh, man, that's just hard. Now, sometimes football players get to keep the game ball. Did that player get to keep the head? Next up, it's Thomas from up there in, you know, the Squim place. So, here he goes. Let's hear what he's got after his fifth cup of coffee. Come on, you're ready for it.
Two stories this week on the topic wild. The county abatement officer posted little red banners all over my front yard. The markers were plastic flags taped to wire stakes. He pushed 100 of them into the soil in the front yard. I planted my yard to save water by using indigenous plants. The officer's job was to mark noxious weeds for the control team to dig up or spray. Not knowing a weed from a wildflower, my yard was overgrown with nutsedge, skeleton weed, sow thistle, spurge, knapweed, gorse, toad flax, puncture vine, and purple loosestrife. The plants were healthy and had grown to the height of my roofline. She was wild, untamed, a golden-haired beauty from a big country family. When I saw her with her brothers and sisters, I knew she was the one I wanted. Her father was nowhere to be seen. I left because I had to ponder things. I went back to her house in a few days and spoke to her family. We made arrangements so I was able to take her with me that day. Money changed hands. It was legal in that area. No questions were asked. It was a big litter, and Molly was the fattest of them all.
Aha! Two stories from Thomas. Thought I'd get you there. So thank you, Thomas, and thank you, Thomas. Next up is our friend Xerxes Ninetales. He's from SL. He posted up a story real quick up there on Google+, and shared it with me. And I said, you know, if you slip in the word wild, it'll be for the weekly challenge. And sure enough, he got it in there, but he didn't record it. So we all know what that means. Here we go with a story from Xerxes. Read by the midget.
Gabe looked down at the paper. The Postal Service wants to cut 120,000 workers through layoff and another 100,000 workers through attrition? Yep, came the somber yet awe-inspiring and rumbling reply. So what does this mean for me? Asked Gabe, looking up and raising one bushy eyebrow slightly. It's actually pretty wild. You're no longer required to relay messages to the prophets. step down as the chief of the four favored angels, and finally, you lose the titles of patron saint of postal workers and the spirit of truth. Gabriel wondered to himself what the unemployment benefits were like.
Thank you, Xerxes. And thank you, Midget. Let's see. Who's next? You'd think I'd have a playlist ready about this. It's Leodonna Rowe. Wow, she finally came through and sent in a story. Excellent. Well, it just shows. All these people are like, I want to send one in, but I'll never get around to it. Well, she got around to it. So all those of you who are sitting on the fence, well, let this be an inspiration to you. All right, let's all just sit down and relax and put on our headphones and let's hear what she's got. Take it away, Leodonna.
True North by Lisa Ann Samuels Moore, also known as Leodonna Rao on Second Life. True North. The western wind blew, harsh, hot, and dusty. It hadn't stopped in a week. Istra tied her hair back, adjusting her goggles, hoping to block some of the sand blowing strong. Something was terribly wrong. She walked her home for months after the accident. That's what they called it on the radio before that went dead. North seemed right. Away from the desert that was once lush and green along the Mississippi. But here, at what should have been Canada, was a wild jungle from South America. The compass pointed north. Was that wrong too? Or was the world just turned upside down?
Thank you, Leah. See, wasn't that so easy? Come on, that wasn't that hard at all. I want to see if you do this next week. I've already got the topic ready for next week. Ooh, you're going to love it. Everyone's going to love it. Yeah, everyone sent in topics, and I'm like, I know this one's already been done, and another weird one, and I don't know, maybe I should do a pick two, and no, those scare people off. Ooh, I know, I'll just ask a bunch of people sitting around at a DJ event. Okay. And they gave me one. So you'll find out in a little bit. So, next up is Zachman. He's back! And to make up for having missed last week, he's got two stories. So, let's go here. I'm going to put this one on the record, and then I'm going to flip the record, and then I'm going to play the next one, and then we're going to do some scratch. Because, scratch DJing, people's stories, they sound okay, they don't. But anyway, here's Zachman's stories.
Contra Costa Times. Zachman's body was found Friday morning, half-eaten by what is believed to be a wild animal. Friends became suspicious when he was not in the bear-crawling Stickam chat room Thursday night. Mountain lions have been in the area his body was found. The Contra Costa sheriff believes his demise was in no way related to his involvement with an investigation of something called the Nocturnals. A memorial service will be held at Borderlands Books, San Francisco, with the wrong Reverend Charles McBearcrawling presiding. Also live on Stickam, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time.
Oh, no, what happened to Zachman? Oh, I'm so worried. Oh, no. Wait, there's another story here. Maybe this will tell us.
To quote Mark Twain and East European politicians, rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I was in the wilds of Oregon visiting Crater Lake National Park, which is more just cool than wild. But don't tell all the animals living in the park. The GPS thought driving through Reno to get from California to Southern Oregon was a good idea, so I did spend an extra 3 hours seeing nature, which is more trees. There is nothing more fun than putting two teens in a car, forcing them to go places you and Mom think are really great.
He's alive! Alive! Alive, I tell you! Oh, what a relief.
Thank you, Zach Man. And thank you, Zach Man. And thank you, Zach Man. It's like, I know I've made this comment before, but it's like, thank you, Masked Man. You know, like Lenny Bruce used to do. Thank you, Zach Man. You know, and then he rides off in the sun. I've done that before. You know, when you do this 278 times, you're going to use the same jokes over and over again. I know that when I do Second Lie on Twitter, you know, that's been like, what, 12,000? All right, not all of them were me. A lot of them were other people. But still, you do the same stuff over and over. How many jokes can you do about rolling restarts? Huh? Or payment processors offline? Or logins failed? It's hard. It's hard to be silly all the time. Speaking of silly all the time, we have one from someone by the name of Crazy Kitten. Another rookie. Or maybe they're not. I don't know. I'm looking here. Oop, they forgot to attach their story. And then they sent it. Because they were like, you know, pets. And I'm like, okay, what about pets? Is this a suggestion for the topic, or did you forget to... And they're like, no, I forgot. Oh, my God. And no, it's okay. It's okay. And they send it in. So this is what happens when I actually bother to read people's stories and check the files before the end of the week. All right? I'm getting better about it. I'm getting better. I'm not as sloppy and lazy as I usually am. But at some point, I will get sloppy and lazy and... We'll be back to the usual crap. But it's my fault. It's not your fault. It's all my fault, all right? Let's all just agree on that. So here's Crazy Kitty with her debut, wondering, what did I get into?
Caged and trapped. She had never imagined that it would end up like this. She hardly sleeps, spending each dark night endlessly pacing her cage. Her eyes gaze upon freedom, close enough to nearly taste it. She can barely remember life without these barriers and restrictions. She longs to indulge in her true nature, desperate to have a life like the one she has lost. The once bright fire in her eyes glows dimmer, diminishing more with each day spent, locked in captivity. Will she ever be free to live again? She only knows one thing for certain. She is wild.
And this is why I keep the lock on the cage well maintained, so that the midget doesn't escape. Because the midget thinks he's wild, and he's not. He belongs to me, no one else. Not even Zach Man. So, thank you, Crazy Kitten, for sending in that story. And thank you to me for asking you, where's the story? Oh, yeah, sorry, I get like that sometimes. Oh, next story. It's by Tom. Tom, I wonder if he's got an update. Maybe not. Every time I think he's got an update, he doesn't. And any time I don't think he has one, it's like, oh, now an update. And somebody else gets a golden monkey. Do you think that golden monkeys grow on trees? Well, actually, they don't grow on trees, but they're up in the trees because they're monkeys! Trying to get to golden bananas, you know, and flinging golden poop, which I wouldn't think would be a bad thing, but it's so heavy. You know, clonk, hits you in the head and hits you in the face and it breaks your nose. And you're like, and the gold, when you melt it down, it's only 14 karat. And it barely covers the cost of getting your nose fixed. So, here's Tom. And the monkeys.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. There are over 2,950 stories at the challenge. There have been 279 contributing authors, including Jeffrey's imaginary friends. 137 people left after the first try. Story average is staying steady at 10.66. Movement over the ranks. Danny Worthington has 8 stories, is 2 away from being in the top 50. Mr. Terrazabite is in a 23rd position. Young Danny Dreyer has broken into the top 20. He is in a 5-way tie for the 18th position with TJ, Terrence, Almo, and Daphne. Zach Mann has had 53 stories in a row, a whole year, wow. TJ is 13 stories shy of 126 in a row, held by Guy David. That would give him the 3rd longest run here at the challenge. Phil Norval Joe is 6 stories shy of having done 3 years in a row of sending in stories. As I said before, the Iron Monkey. Tonight's story is called Paradise by the Dashboard Light. In the wild, the hairless ape, Homo sapien, lives on average 17 years. In domestic captivity, this number is increased 4-fold. The mating practices of humans are a wonder. While discriminating in monogamy, they are indiscriminating in their infidelity. The Institute has gone out of its way to create a natural setting for humans to mate, but our best efforts have proven less than successful. Thankfully, Droll Pardash found an ancient Earth reference to an object called a Buick. While the Buick limits the visibility of actual mating, it's a small price to pay for a rise in the frequency.
He did the update. He did the update. And just reaffirming, Norval Joe, Philip Carroll, Iron Monkey. So, thank you for the update, Tom, and thank you for the excellent story. One day, you know, with your How to Do 100-Word Stories, I think you deserve some sort of honorary form of monkey. I'm not sure what, though. I'm not sure what. Some kind of monkey. What kind of monkey should there be? You know, you've got gold. You've got iron. I don't know. Brass? Porcelain? Hey, Warren Zevon did a song, Porcelain Monkey. So what monkeys? Put them in the comments. Suggested monkey. Wait, you folks never put stuff in comments. Who am I kidding? I shouldn't even ever say the comment word ever. I should just turn off comments and track backs and all that stuff. Make people call me on the phone. 3 in the morning. Once again, thank you, Tom. And next up is Justin. He didn't record. That's okay. That's okay. That's what the monkey? No, he's a midget. Monkey. God, if we had a monkey reading stories, damn. That would be crazy. It would be like Coco the Signing Ape or Nim Chimpsky biting people's faces off. Dang. Oh, well, I'll have him read Justin's story. He's been reading a lot recently. Maybe he might get a little weird. That's okay. It's a Justin story. It's going to be weird anyway. He loves weird stories. And that's why we love him.
I'm on my way to the market when a triceratops runs by me, almost knocking me over. I almost shout, but 2 more of his buddies are coming up and I don't want them to triple gore me with their horns. A guy with a tall mohawk walks by with a silent boombox, and the mime who's putting on a show gets into an argument with him. I have to walk between 2 warring tribes of children having a rigatoni fight. Next time I go to the store, I'm not going to walk on the wild side of the street.
You know, the first rule of Rigatoni Fight Club is don't talk about Rigatoni Fight Club. Oh, great, I just talked about it. They won't let me in their club now. Well, thank you, Justin. And watch out for the Triceratops. It's just strange. What kind of store were you going to, anyway? Did you actually say what kind of store? Hold on, I'm looking. To the market. Okay. All right, but what market? Is it a music market? Is it a fish market? Oh, my God. Meat market? I'm not sure. Maybe he'll tell us in the... No, he won't tell us in the comments. No one ever uses the comments. Why do I keep insisting on that? All right. Thank you, Justin. And the next story, sure enough, I didn't have to remind him. It's Steven the Nuclear Man. Well, he's a little busy. There was Worldcon, and he's got this, you know, I think he's a part of an anthology that's coming out. He was tweeting about that earlier. I hope he plugs it. I mean, that's what this is for. You know, you tell a little story, you mention little stuff, and then you plug your site over and over and over and over and over again. That way I don't have to, because it's like, oh my God, they have a new site. I was plugging the old site, and it got taken over by a porn site. Don't I look like an idiot? So, here's Steve with his story, and oh, by the way, I read about your problems with the lawnmower. Goats. Lots of them. So, here's his story.
Steven the Nuclear Man here with this week's 100-word story, based on the topic of wild. Just so that you know, there is an in-joke, and a little bit of the audio to remind you is there, but also a full clip is in the show notes. Or it should be. Or else Lawrence has been lighting the Earl-shaped beacon again, which means that he must be punished. No, not that. I take her hair in my hand and pull back. It's a rough mess of untamed curls, as wild as she is. You've been a bad girl. She moans, presses her hips against me. Very bad, sir. You should spank me. I can't help it. I chuckle and let go. A spanking, bad zoot! She stands up, straightens her band shirt over her chest. What the hell? Sorry, I'm just not into S&M. She storms out, shoving past the bassist. His eyebrow raises. Lose another groupie? I shrug. What's the lead singer of Satan's Soldiers to do?
Wicked, bad, naughty, evil zoot! Oh, she is a naughty person, and she must pay the penalty. And here in Castle Anthrax, we have but one punishment for setting alight the grail-shaped beacon. You must tie her down on a bed and spank her. You must spank her well, and after you have spanked her, you may deal with her as you like. And then, spank me.
And spank me?
And me?
And me?
Yes, yes, you must give us all a good spanking.
Thank you, Stephen. I guess, who wants a spanking? Man, I should make the topic of the next weekly challenge a spanking! Or not. I already recorded it. I think you'll like it. I hope. Yeah? No? Oh well. So thank you, Stephen. And yeah, I put the link in there. Thought I'd forget it. Although if I forgot the link, you could put it in the comments. Just saying. No one's ever going to put the comment. You know, my birthday is coming up in a few months. Actually, Christmas is going to be a weekly challenge. For Christmas, all I want is comments, comments, comments. Maybe some stories, too. Anyway. Next up, more from Flypaper Boy, courtesy of Norval Joe. This is... I can't wait until he gets his own movie. That's going to be cool. Dun 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 dun. Fly, Paperboy. And then there'll be a reboot and a few movies down the line. It'll be like Arnold Schwarzenegger will be the bad guy. And it'll be like, oh God, this is awful. And then they'll reboot it again. Ooh, and that dude who's doing Batman will do it. It'll be so cool. So, can't we just skip ahead to the Batman dude? You know? It's not Grant Naylor. God, I like that director. It's not Fincher. It's the other dude. The one with the brother and the memento and the... God, I'm getting so skitsy. Oh, well. It's late at night. Yeah, I'm doing this the night before because we've got, like, a bunch of stories in, and I want to get it prepped, and then the file will get lost, and then I'll have to do this all fresh Sunday morning. I just want to sleep late tomorrow. But that's okay. I'm going to save the Audacity file, and then all it'll take to just slip a few more stories in, finish, done. So here we go with Norval Joe's story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 278 with the prompt of Wild. I'm recording here in my hotel room at Worldcon in Reno, Nevada. I'd like to send out a special thanks to TJ for including a promo about my autism acceptance issue in his podcast, TV is the New Reading. Thanks, TJ. I'm dedicating this 100-word story to you. Flypaper Boy rolled from his bed and stumbled to the desk. Cold sweat trickled down his bare back as he leaned over the keyboard.
What can I do? He grumbled. Someone knew I was at that house for the money. Now they're framing me.
Then it came to him. There was a kid on the chess team in junior high that could work out almost any conundrum.
It's a wild goose chase, but I'll search Facebook, he said. I think he moved to Minnesota. Okay, state? Minnesota. No, North Dakota. Name? Martin? Oh, crap. What was his last name?
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week from home.
Whoa. Did anyone notice something there? No harmonica. Oh my god. They took his harmonica away at Worldcon. Or did the TSA steal it? Oh, those bastards frisking people and now stealing people's harmonicas? Oh, the terrorists have already won. Oh well. Are we all terrorists now? Terror America? I don't know. Oh well. Hope you're enjoying Worldcon up there, Norval Joe. And great, cool. If you run into people that are like, hey, do you know that Lawrence Simon guy? Or, hey, you do those 100-word stories. Why? I want you to punch them in the face. Okay, don't punch them in the face. You'll get in trouble. I think it's against the law in Nevada. I'm not sure. Yeah, you can do pretty much. There's like, you know, great, I can't remember the word for that. Hookerism. God, what is it called? When hookers, they do the thing. Prostitution! Damn, I couldn't even remember that word. Man, it's my sister that's getting the brain surgery, and me, I'm the one who's ditzy. Thank you, Norval Joe, and have a good time out there at Worldcon. And next up, I don't even know his name. You see, I know all of his names. Baba Ganoush, Fricker, Trazabite, Vance. I could rattle them all off, but I can't remember the word prostitution. Oh, actually, that might be the topic next week. Great. No, then I'll forget it. Anyway, here is Dude with 10,000 Names' story. I hope you enjoy. I'm going to enjoy. We're all going to enjoy. I insist. I really do.
Hello, everyone. This is Vince Terrazas from Terrazabite.com, also known as Fricker Fracker in the world of Second Life. Here is my weekly challenge, and the topic this week is Wild. And I started off writing a story, as these are supposed to be. It transformed, it changed, it went back and forth, and I ended up with this. So I'm going to share it with you. It's sort of a story. It's 100 words long. Well, here it is. I call it the butterfly effect. Our planet Earth supports 6.7 billion human lives. each one unique and completely different. Our sun is one of an estimated 200 to 400 billion other stars in our galaxy. Each one unique and completely different. Our Milky Way galaxy is merely one of an estimated 500 billion galaxies in our universe. Each one unique and completely different. When trying to comprehend this wild and astronomical vision of the world around us, remember that from the universe down to the world, we may be seen as one person. But to one person out there, we may be their world.
Thank you, man of many names. Isn't that easier? Man of many names instead of all the Fricker and the Baba Ganoush and the Dr. T and the Vince and the this and the that? The man of many names. You could be the man of many faces, too, but that's okay. All you need is one face. You can have a whole bunch of names. Then the facial recognition software on Facebook and Google will just go like, oh, I don't know, maybe I am confused. I won't spy on you. I'll just ban you. Okay, maybe that's not such a good thing. So, next up is TJ. TJ, I got this, as I said before, I got this show produced the night before, you know, on Saturday night, and then I left the spot here for the, you know, whoever, if someone were to come in overnight. And sure enough, it's TJ. So, here he comes, all the way up there from North Dakota, which I think is about 8 hours behind Central Time. Right now, you know, with daylight savings time and this and that and all the time zones, I'm not too sure. Longitude, latitude, the Jedi has no need for these things. So here we go with TJ and his story. And go ahead and just, I don't know what you do while you listen. I know that some of you vacuum, some of you drive, some of you go jogging. I could probably go for some jogging. I mean, you don't want to know what the scale says. I've been a little out of control recently. But I'm getting back in control. I was at 192 last week, and you don't want to know what it is this week.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and another series has occurred to me. So I'm going to try to wrap up the Smart and the Teenage Spy series, which I just decided to call it Spy Guy, and I came up with theme music for it and everything. Spy Guy! Oh, you can tell the quality production that went into that, and then get going on this next one. I thank you all for your kind attention through all of Martin's wacky adventures, although I think Harold would have made a better topic than Dog. Despite whatever bedroom adventures he gets up to with Martin's mom, that would require a safe word. The next morning, he removed the bug and set for himself a new task. Unhearing his father's safe word. He's got some sort of steampunk shortwave mistress on the side. I thought of it as being almost more of an emotional affair. Martin's mom is probably a mistress of pain, and when she's out of town, Harold gets together with Maud for no-holds-barred 1950s gingham apron, pot roast, mashed potatoes, and the most vanilla sex imaginable. Missionary with the curtains drawn and the lights off, baby. Martin, I promise you, will be spared the details. He's got his own story arc to work through, and he is, after all, Spy Guy! This week's adventure is called The Case of the Pilfered Guinea Pig. Enjoy. He heard her before anything else. An agitated commotion among the hubbub in the hallway between classes. Tina burst wild-eyed into Martin's field of vision. "Martin! Martin!" she wheezed. She was in her cheerleading uniform, and if her sweater had been any tighter, it would be a tattoo. "Sarah said you could help me." "What's the problem?" he asked. "It's Jellybean, my guinea pig," she cried. "She's gone missing." Martin thought he was a spy, not a detective. But he saw an opportunity to further expand his skill set. Handing her a tissue, Martin accepted her case with a handshake.
What? It's the end of Spy Guy? Spy Guy is coming to an end? Oh my god, no, Martin. What? Oh no, I hope he doesn't get hurt in the ending. Or if he does, it's done in spectacular fashion. But, oh man. Thank you, TJ, and looking forward to the next series. And, by the way, if I ever die, which, you know, will never happen, that ramble in the beginning, that whatever you were babbling about, oh yeah, that just cinches it. You're taking over. So all right, we've got one more story here. I should have written down how I intro this. So what I'm just gonna do is do a cold handoff. So I'm gonna just play the rest of the show here. We have one more story for you on the subject of Wild, and that's from none other than Planet Z. I know, you were hoping that he would skip this week, but he never does. Okay, well, he skipped before. That's why he isn't the true Iron Monkey or the Nuclear Monkey, but whatever monkey, Marathon Monkey, Super Monkey, Gleep, but still, he took a break once and it all went to hell. So here we are with Planet Z and his story.
The Animal Liberation Squad roamed the corridors of the bioengineering lab, hoping to rescue subjects and release them into the wild. The gates had been unguarded, doors unlocked, and alarms were off.
"Something's wrong," said Sparky. He sat down and scratched his ear with his back foot.
"Do you think?"
said Fluffy. Lucky chewed his squeaky bone, which squeaked loudly. Sparky had told him to leave it at home, but Lucky loved his squeaky bone.
"We're just chasing our tails," said Fluffy. "Let's go home."
So, they did. Marking clipboards, their owners said, "Good doggies," and gave them some treats.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about Wild. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, a semi-functional poll, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be... oh, what will the topic be? Oh, shrink. This is Lawrence Simon saying... thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.